I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bobby Marks is an ESPN front office insider. We love having him on any chance he's got time. The blessing of the show. You can follow him on Twitter at BobbyMarks42. Let's make him the Giant Interview.
Now, it's the Giant Interview, presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
He's also got his NBA roster breakdown, includes which players every team can, won't trade this summer, up at ESPN Plus. Very useful for any NBA fan or media member trying to keep up with what's going on this offseason. It's must-get stuff. He joins us now. Bob, before we get to all the free agents and what might happen before the draft, what have you thought about the quality of these finals, at least so far, as we look to Game 6 tonight?
Yeah, I thought it's been high level. I mean, it's been, two teams that are really evenly matched. I think, certainly the ability for Milwaukee to kind of close out these games, as we saw in Game 4 in Milwaukee, then Game 5 at Phoenix. The big three, I guess, of Middleton, Giannis, and Holiday have certainly played at a high level, and I'm expecting another close game tonight for Game 6. Those are always, especially when you're trying to go out and win a championship. This is going to be a tall task for Milwaukee, and there's pressure on both sides.
In terms of the unexpected, has it gone sort of how you thought it would, Bobby? Have guys emerged that maybe you thought you did? For me, I mean, Devin Booker has taken whatever the next step looks like, or turning the corner or whatever. He has proven, at least to me, so much that it's not just he can affect the game in so many other ways besides scoring. So for me, it's him. He's been a real eye-opener. But for you, though, anything unexpected in these finals that have really, opened up your eyes?
I thought this series would have been over. I had Phoenix winning in five.
I hear you. I had him in six.
I just didn't trust Milwaukee enough. I really didn't, and even with Giannis, the uncertainty with his injury,
right?
The ability for these three players to put a complete series together, I thought we saw moments in the Brooklyn series, we saw moments in the Atlanta series. I just didn't, especially with at-home court advantage, I thought how Phoenix was playing, and I think we saw that in the first two games. I thought, and it could have, game four, Phoenix kind of finishes them off, we would probably, this series would be over. So I give Milwaukee a lot of credit. It's funny, we hear, we're such in this prisoner of the moment society, right? People are now talking about, is this team a dynasty, right? Could they be a dynasty? I'm thinking like, oh my God, three weeks ago, they were Kevin Durant shoe size of being eliminated, and Coach Bud was probably going to get fired here. So they're a really good team, and Phoenix is a really good team. I think from an individual standpoint, I think how Devin has played, certainly I think Chris Paul's worn down. Mm-hmm. I think we've seen that towards the end of some of these games here. And but Middleton, Middleton's played tremendous. I mean, he is their closer for a reason. And he's played at a high level.
You touched on Budenholzer, and you're right. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I'm asking the question, it might come up, should we be looking?
You're asking that in the Atlanta series.
We literally were just in the last series, and there's no question. So to that point, how much of the credit, and especially if they close out, how much credit should he get, for especially for those of us that were just asking potentially for his head a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I mean, the goal, for if you're in a front office, if you're evaluating your coaching staff and your head coaches, do they put the players in a position to succeed?
Results.
And I think, Atlanta, you lose Giannis, right? To be able to keep that team together, to go on the road and win a big game, get out of that series, and then you go down 2-0 to Phoenix, And to keep this team together, I thought he's made some nice adjustments. They've kind of trended towards putting Brook Lopez on the bench in the fourth quarter and gone more Giannis, I guess, at the four, at the five, and had Connaughton on the court, who's made a lot of big shots. So, yeah, I mean, he should be getting credit. And I know we could pick apart any head coach out there, sure. Right? There's nobody that's kind of perfect out there. I feel like he probably gets a little more scrutinized, I guess. But when you win games and if they are able to win a championship, then he should definitely get some credit, a lot of credit here.
Does this look like a different Chris Paul, at least to you, the last couple of games than what we've seen? I know Kendrick Perkins has used the word swagger. Like, the numbers were decent last game, but the feel and his control of the game was not. Does it look like that's a right Chris Paul right now?
Yeah, he hasn't been able to take over a game.
Right.
Not just scoring. I mean, just the ability. I mean, even game five, there was a pass right off the bat where it was like, whoa, man. Like, it basically led, I think, Mikal Bridges out of bounds. Mm-hmm. And we saw it in the game six of the Clippers series. You know, he took over the game. We saw it in parts of games one and two.
Right.
He took over the game here. And I think he's had, you know, I know the turnovers were high games three to you know, games two, three, and four, he's had, you know, last game he was fine, but fine isn't good enough. You know, like, fine isn't good enough when you're at this stage here. And so, yeah, I do think he has lost a little bit of, you know, of his swagger. We'll see tonight. You know, this is a big moment for him.
Okay, Grizzlies this offseason, Bobby. Is there a player at the forefront of your mind? I mean, you've got the whole list laid out. And they've got so many options too, Bobby. So I know we could go through and explore them all. I'm not gonna ask you to do that. But is there a player or a price range, or if you're in that front office, are you more, you know, apt to hey, we're at a point right now where development's most important, so let's stand pat. Is there a guy or a price range in terms of free agency that they could afford that makes a lot of sense to you, or does it make more sense to just see what you got, right? Maybe you pick up Justice, maybe you don't. And roll back out with that. Which way would you lean there?
Well, yeah, I think you hit it right on the head, right? The decision with Justice dictates everything,
yes.
Right? So it dictates as far as if you have $24 million in room or you're going to have the $9.5 million mid-level exception and you bring back the same group and then maybe Winslow's used as kind of a as a trade asset because of his contract here. It is heavy with guards, right? It's a heavy point guard market. You don't need one of those. It's got a bunch of wings. So you're looking at guys like Tim Hardaway Jr., Norman Powell, Evan Fournier, group guys like that are probably going to cost you between $14 and $16 million. So maybe even a little bit more. So do you need to go out and spend? Are you content as far as what you have? There's not that tier A guy that, you know, you're going to go out and spend probably $25, $26 million. So I think you're probably better off running back the same group. I think health is going to be a big point as far as what, you know, it's maybe some singles and doubles in free agency and bring back this group. You've got, I think with your draft pick, you've got 13, 14 players under contract here, and you've got a ton of guys on expiring contracts with Valanciunas, you know, Grayson Allen's extension eligible, Jaren's extension eligible.
Yep.
So there's nothing wrong with being content as far as what you have. It's just a matter of if you're in the front office, is this roster good enough to kind of get you to that next level? And if it's not, then maybe you should, I guess, search for, you know, something out there in free agency that might not even be there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Auto Parts.